5, applying Section 146 of the Criminal Justice Act 2003. 5.1. The relevant parts of S146 of the Criminal Justice Act 2003 state: increase in sentences for aggravation related to disability, sexual orientation, or transgender identity. 1. This section applies where the court is considering the seriousness of any offence committed in any of the circumstances mentioned in subsection 2. 2. Those circumstances are: a. That, at the time of committing the offence, or immediately before or after doing so, the offender demonstrated towards the victim of the offence hostility based on 1. Disability or presumed disability of the victim. B. That the offence is motivated, wholly or partly, 1. By hostility towards persons who have a disability or a particular disability. 3. The court, A. must treat the fact that the offence was committed in any of those circumstances as an aggravating factor, and B. must state in open court that the offence was committed in such circumstances. 4. It is immaterial for the purposes of paragraph A or B of subsection 2 whether or not the offender's hostility is also based, to any extent, on any other factor not mentioned in that paragraph. 5. In this section, disability means any physical or mental impairment. 5.2. The CPS Legal Guidance to Prosecutors explains in detail how the section applies and the various elements that have to be covered for the court to apply the sentence uplift. The practice is for the court to announce what the sentence would have been and the uplift to the sentence where S146 is triggered. 5.3. However, there have been a number of decisions in the higher courts that have said that where the hostility is the essence of the offence, for example the words used form the subject matter of a public order charge, then there is no separate uplift because the court will sentence on the aggravating factors that comprise the offence. R.V. Meacham, 2016, EWCA, Crim, 1602, which approves the earlier decision of R.V. Fitzgerald, 2004, 1 CR APP R, subsection 74. 5.4. During the course of our inspection, the CPS issued guidance that cases falling within this scenario should also be recorded because they meet the requirements of S146. This would give a more accurate assessment of the number of cases where S146 has been requested. We understand why the CPS wants to record those cases where the court has not increased the sentence because of the DHC element due to inclusion of the aggravating factor. However, we suggest that the CPS should consider setting out this approach publicly when publishing data on cases where S146 applies. 5.5. Since publication of the 2015 follow-up report, the CPS has put substantial effort into ensuring an S146 application is made in all appropriate cases. Overall, we found a much greater awareness now amongst prosecutors of S146. However, there is still some confusion, as demonstrated by an endorsement on a file examined. Objectively, this could be perceived as a hate crime. However, I am not certain the motivation is due to a hostility towards the disabilities of the patients. The court, should they deem this to be a disability hate crime, can reflect this in the sentencing uplift. 5.6. In the 12 months to December 2017, the uplift was applied in 68.6% of cases where an application was made. CPS data does not distinguish between the characteristics referenced in S146, and therefore some of these cases will be because of the victim's sexual orientation or because they are transgender. Across the CPS areas, performance ranged from 57.6% to 79%, with every area achieving the CPS level of ambition, 55%. This continues a positive performance trend, with year-on-year improvements since 2015 to 2016, when the application rate was only 33.8%. 5.7. Even if the court declines to apply the S146 uplift, it may nevertheless increase the sentence because they consider the victim's vulnerability an aggravating factor. An endorsement seen on a hearing record sheet, HRS, during the course of our file examination neatly sets out the issue. The court take the view that the theft is aggravated by breach of trust and targeting a vulnerable person, but do not consider that the circumstances demonstrated hostility towards the injured party on the grounds of his vulnerability. Rather, contempt, disregard for him. The aggravating features will be reflected in sentence, but not hate crime, and S146 does not apply. 5.8. The published CPS data shows a far less favourable position, recording an S146 uplift in only 14.6% of cases in 2016 to 2017. This was because the proportion is measured against all successful cases flagged as a DHC. As we discussed in the previous section, many of the flagged cases will never support an S146 application. 5.9. In our file sample, we found that prosecutors were better at setting out the basis for considering S146 applies, although there remains room for improvement. In 79 of the 125 relevant cases, 63.2%, the MG3 contained an appropriate legal analysis of the law and facts as it related to the DHC issue under S146. There was a significant improvement on the findings of the 2015 follow-up inspection, where only 30% of files were assessed as good or fair. This still leaves some room for improvement. 5.10. Performance was much better in respect of the Magistrates' Court, where 39 of the 55 relevant cases, 70.9%, met the requirement compared to 33 of 62 Crown Court cases, 53.2%. 5.11. Overall, we found, and this view was shared by many we spoke with in the CPS, that Magistrates' Court performance was better than that in the Crown Court. This is illustrated by the following findings from our file examination. Question. Does the HRS, hearing record sheet, this is the method for recording case outcome or case actions, contain an endorsement that an application was made under S146? In one Crown Court case, we could not find the relevant record sheet. Answer, yes, all cases, 42.1%. Magistrates Court cases, 63.9%. Crown Court cases, 22.5%. Answer, no, all cases, 56.6%. Magistrates Court cases, 36.1%. Crown Court cases, 75.0%. Question, does the HRS contain an endorsement detailing any decisions by the court regarding S146? In one Crown Court case, we could not find the relevant record sheet. Answer, yes, all cases, 45.1%. Magistrates Court cases, 70.6%. Crown Court cases, 21.6%. Answer, no, all cases, 53.5%. Magistrates Court cases, 29.4%. Crown Court cases, 75.7%. Question, where an application was made and the result recorded, did the court grant an uplift? In one Magistrates Court case and three Crown Court cases, we could not determine whether the information had been recorded. Answer, yes, all cases, 65.7%. Magistrates Court cases, 91.7%. Crown Court cases, 9.1%. Answer, no, all cases, 22.9%. Magistrates Court cases, 4.2%. Crown Court cases 63.6%. 5.12. One reason for the variation in performance is that the Magistrates Court prosecutor application, on which hearing records are entered, provides a prompt to prosecutors about the S146 uplift provision. This reminds them of the need to record relevant information. 5.13. Another reason is that, in Crown Court cases, a CPS member of staff might not be in court when the result is recorded, and those instructed to prosecute on behalf of the CPS do not always record the required detail. We saw examples of this in our file sample, where area hate crime coordinators had to chase those instructed for a full record of the hearing. Some areas had written generally to local chambers and solicitor agents reminding them of the requirement to make an S146 application when instructed, and that non-compliance would be regarded as a performance issue. Issue to address. Prosecutors should ensure that, in every case for which an S146 uplift is to be applied, they set out clearly at the charging stage the evidence or information that supports the application. Using the Prosecutor app. 5.14. We would add that if, after the charging stage, there is a view that an S146 uplift can be applied for, the basis for that view needs to be clearly set out with supporting evidence or information. 5.15. If a Magistrates Court case is finalised at the first hearing, the Prosecutor app is designed to populate the CPS case management system with the result so that no further work is required. However, it does not currently allow the prosecutor at court to check the relevant box on the case management system to show that the S146 uplift was applied by the court. This still has to be done administratively and creates the risk that it might be missed. 5.16. The area hate crime coordinators with whom we spoke were diligent in checking this aspect, and we noted they found cases that had been finalised, but where the necessary box had not been endorsed. In one area, a monthly check found a 25% omission rate. This risk would be significantly mitigated if the prosecutor app was modified to enable the prosecutor at court to check directly the relevant box. Issue to address. The CPS should modify the prosecutor app to allow the prosecutor at court to check the relevant box on the case management system, which shows that the S146 uplift has been applied by the court. Clarifying sentence and uplift. 5.17. We were also told that the court records do not distinguish between the basic sentence and the uplift applied. All that is recorded is the overall sentence. One area we visited had reached a local agreement with Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunal Service, HMCTS, managers that the court records would make the distinction, but others had been unsuccessful. One of the benefits in showing the split on the document of record is that, should the defendant offend in a similar manner again, the fact that they are a repeat offender will be clearly apparent. 5.18. We recognise that ensuring the sentence split is distinguished on the court record is not within the remit of the CPS. However, we see no reason why this could not be agreed at a national level with HMCTS, possibly in consultation with the Criminal Procedure Rules Committee. Issue to address. The CPS should negotiate with Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunal Service to ensure that the court sentencing record distinguishes the basic and uplift elements of the offence. Section 146 letters. 5.19. During the course of our inspection, we became aware of an instruction issued by the CPS nationally in respect of S146. This requires a letter contained within the CPS case management system to be sent to the court and defendant stating that an S146 application would be made. there was a lack of clarity about when this instruction was circulated. It is not contained within the otherwise extensive CPS legal guidance on DHC cases, and most prosecutors with whom we spoke, excluding hate crime coordinators, were unaware of the requirement. We saw very few examples in the cases examined. 5.20. Some prosecutors questioned the added value of sending a letter in magistrates' court cases where there was an anticipated guilty plea. However, in light of our findings in respect of Crown Court cases, we see the merit, as a minimum, of adopting this approach for the Crown Court. It puts the court and defence on notice, and if included in counsel's instructions, is another reminder of the need to make the application. Issue to address. Prosecutors should comply with the requirement to send an S146 letter to the court and the defence, and compliance should be monitored by area hate crime coordinators.